Israel's military has issued an unprecedented order for civilians to evacuate Gaza City ahead of a feared ground offensive. AP correspondent Karen Shamis reports.
A spokesperson for Israel's military, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, described the evacuation message that has been broadcast to some 1 million people living in Gaza.
This evacuation is for your own safety. You will be able to return to Gaza City only when another announcement permitting it is made. Do not approach the area of the security fence with the State of Israel.
The evacuation order sparked confusion amongst civilians and aid workers who were already running from days of Israeli airstrikes. The UN warned that so many people fleeing en masse would be calamitous. I'm Karen Shamas.
Less than a month before Hamas fighters blew through Israel's Iron Wall in an attack that would leave more than 1,200 Israelis dead, they practiced in a very public dress rehearsal. A two-minute propaganda video posted to social media by Hamas on September 12th shows fighters using explosives to blast through a replica of the border gate, sweep in and move, and then move building by building through a reconstruction of an Israeli town, firing weapons at human-shaped paper targets. While Israel was clearly caught flat-footed by Hamas's ability to breach its Gaza defenses, the group appears to have hidden its extensive preparations for the deadly assault in plain sight. Thousands of Jordanians took to the streets of downtown Amman on Friday in a show of solidarity with Gaza. Tens of thousands of protesters demonstrated in countries in the Middle East and beyond on Friday in support of Palestinians and condemnation of Israel as it intensified its strikes on Gaza in retaliation for the Hamas assault on Israel. Pro-Palestinian rallies were also planned in Rome, Munich, Istanbul, Belgrade, and other cities. This is VOA News. Republican Representative Steve Scalise dropped his bid to become Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives.